Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. In the late 1960s, two celebrated producers who were struck by his soulful melodies and prophetic lyrics discovered a musician in a Detroit bar. They recorded an album that they believed was going to secure his reputation as one of the greatest recording artists of his generation. In fact, the album bombed, and the singer disappeared into obscurity amid rumors of a gruesome onstage suicide. But a bootleg recording found its way into apartheid South Africa, and over the next two decades, it became a phenomenon. Two South African fans then set out to find out what really happened to their hero. Their investigation led them to a story more extraordinary than any of the existing myths about the artist known as Rodriguez, and it led to the film Searching for Sugar Man, a film about hope, inspiration, and the resonating power of music. Tonight, I'm playing tracks from the soundtrack to that film. From Rodriguez and the Searching for Sugar Man soundtrack, this is Like Janice.
And you measure for wealth by the things you can hold. And you measure for love by the sweet things you're told. And you live in the past of a dream that you're in. And your selfishness is your cardinal sin. And you want to be held with highest regard. It delights you so much if he's trying so hard. And you try to conceal your ordinary way with a smile or a shrug or some stolen cliche. But don't you understand? And don't you look about? I'm trying to take nothing from you, so why should you act so put out for me? Cause emotionally, you're the same basic trip. And you know that I know of the times that you slip. So don't try to impress me, you're just pins and paint. And don't try to charm me with things that ain't. And don't try to enchant me with your manner of dress. Cause a monkey in silk is a monkey no less. So measure for measure, reflect on my sin. And when I won't see ya, then measure it dead. Cause don't you understand? And don't you look about? I'm trying to take nothing from you, so why should you act so put out? And sit there in wonder and doubt for me. Or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss. Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the curious, that makes you James the weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing, as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
That was Crucify Your Mind from Rodriguez and the Searching for Sugar Man soundtrack. When the movie won the Best Documentary Oscar this year, it was not just a win for the filmmakers and for the subject of the film, Sixto Rodriguez. It was a win for art and poetry everywhere. Rodriguez's story is an inspiration to any and all artists toiling away at their art in obscurity. The win at the Oscars is a loud cheer for those artists. It's a shot of encouragement for everyone who remains dedicated to their art while living in relative obscurity. In classic Rodriguez style, he was absent from the Oscars because he didn't want to take any of the credit himself. Here is Rodriguez with his song, "This Is Not a Song, It's an Outburst."
Mayor hides a crime rate, councilwoman hesitates, public gets irate, but forgets the vote date. Weatherman complaining, predicted sun, it's raining. Everyone's protesting, boyfriend keeps suggesting, you're not like all of the rest. Garbage ain't collected, women ain't protected, politicians using, people they're abusing, the mafia's getting bigger, like pollution in the river, and you tell me that this is where it's at. Woke out this morning with an ache in my head, I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues. Gun sales are soaring, housewives find life boring, divorce the only answer, smoking causes cancer, the system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune, and that's a concrete co-fact. The Pope digs population, freedom from taxation, teeny bops are uptight, drinking at a stoplight, miniskirt is flirting, I can't stop so I'm hurting, Spencer sells her hopeless chest, adultery plays the kitchen, bigot cops than fiction, the little man gets shafted, sons and money's drafted, living by a timepiece, new war in the Far East, can you pass the Rorschach test? It's a hassle, it's an educated guess. Well, frankly, I couldn't care less.
Long float on shipless oceans, I did my best to smile, till your singing eyes and fingers drew me loving to your eyes, and you sang, sail to me, let me enfold. Waiting to hold. did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you here when I was fought? Now my foolish boat is leaning, broken love long on your rocks. For you sang, touch me not, come back tomorrow. Shines from the sun. As puzzled as the newborn child, I'm as riddled as the tide. Should I stand amidst the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me, let me unfold. Waiting to hold you.
We just heard Song to the Siren from Tom Bolton off his new release, Dreaming and Dancing. The dreams are all that we hope for, emotionally, socially, our aspirations and longings. The dancing is what we do to enact and celebrate those aspirations and longings, and to express delight in their fulfillment or pain in their frustration. The collaboration between Tom Bolton and producer Nick Charles was a leisurely, considerate, respectful conversation, but nonetheless an adventurous one that allowed the arrangements to fly off to wherever it was that the musicians' instincts took them. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. A native of Madison, Wisconsin, Alicia Lemke's wanderlust eventually landed her in New York City, where her extraordinary passion has propelled her into the heart of the city's music scene. What really defines Alicia is her honest songwriting about relationships, the battles of self-awareness, and the importance of love. Alicia's honesty makes her unapologetically real and a compelling force on stage. Her demanding energy, poetic lyrics, and powerful voice leave audiences with the raw truth. Listen for yourself to Imaginary Man from Alicia Lemke.
Take me for a real ride. See me from the inside. Out tonight. Lips and candy eyes, my imaginary man. You satisfy. I want to know just what you feel like. I want to know where you live, where you exist. My imaginary man, come out tonight. summer my cry. You shake me alive. I have to know just what you feel like. I have to know where you live, where you exist. Inside my mind, my imaginary man. Inside my mind, my imaginary man. Count out the night. How can it be that my loneliness is winning out? I'll help you breathe.
That was Moonrise from Dan Brenner. Dan is a songwriter, composer, and musician. He has written the scores for feature films and numerous short films, many of which have screened and won awards at international festivals, including Sundance. He is a co-author of the Russian-language feature film The Riddle and co-author of four screenplays. There are some great concerts happening around the state, including The English Beat at the State Room on March 14th, G-Love and Special Sauce at the Depot on March 14th, The Kingston Trio at the Egyptian Theater on March 14th and 15th, Yonder Mountain String Band at the Depot on March 15th, The Young Dubliners at the State Room on March 16th, blues artist Janava Magnus at the Egyptian Theater on March 30th, Matt Costa at Kilby Court on April 1st, Elephant Revival at the State Room on April 6th, Dan Byrne at the Social Work Auditorium on April 10th, and tonight's featured artist, Rodriguez, plays at the Depot on April 29th. In Logan, Celtic Night with Leaping Lulu and Inishfire Irish Dance takes place March 15th and 16th at the Ellen Eccles Theater. The Cape Breton fiddler Natalie McMaster plays at the Ellen Eccles Theater on March 20th. Bobby McFerrin plays at the Ellen Eccles Theater on March 26th and 27th. And guitarist Keith Taylor plays at Crumb Brothers Bakery on March 23rd. After 20 years together and 9 studio albums, one might think that the band Mo had pretty much done it all. Yet the famously independent-minded band is reaching for new ground on their latest project. The album features 10 tracks of compact melodies, each textured by Mo's signature riffs and flourishes, and backed by a roller coaster ride of pulsing drums. From Mo's new album titled What Happened to the Lalas, this is The Bones of Lazarus.
They danced around his fire and drank his wine. Then a soul spark, he saw the fire rise up into the sky. He saw Lazarus dancing on his grave, 30,000 lights up in the sky. He saw Lazarus dance upon his name. Said he lost his mind. Hit him like a poison arrow right between the eyes. Their muscles clenched together, tensing at one time. He saw Lazarus dancing on his grave, 30,000 lights up in the sky. He saw Lazarus dance upon his name. 30 times, 30,000 times. He plays it over in his mind. All the boys and girls are waiting for a sign. 2,000 trips around the sun, he's done his time. His flesh and bones in empty holes stare up into the sky. He saw Lazarus dancing on his grave, 30,000 lights up in the sky. He saw Lazarus dance upon his name, 30 times, 30,000 times. 30 times, 30,000 times. 30 times, 30,000 times. Thank you.
got to be done. Sped through the light we've already begun. Steps to be part of the things I want to see. So
Alex Trugman and his debut album, titled Marionette, that was All I Can Do. At 19, Alex had his first national exposure, with a brief stint on the 8th season of American Idol, making it all the way to the semifinal round. Instead of pursuing a music career immediately after, Alex decided to attend the University of Miami's prestigious Frost School of Music, giving him an opportunity to mature as an artist and to study the guitar, piano, and music theory. After graduating in 2011, Alex started writing his first songs and posting them to YouTube. Several months later, he was offered a recording contract. If you would like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and you'll find us. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Sophia Talvik's new record is lush, but the mood is different from her previous releases. It's a slow-burning folk pop gem that wanders and searches as if dreaming itself into being. Sophia's voice can be both rich and whispery, and each breath seems to bend toward some hidden sadness, as if tugged by an undercurrent we can't quite see, but we feel its force as the music unfolds, swirls, and closes around us. Sophia Talvik's new disc is titled The Owls Are Not What They Seem, and here she is with 7 Miles Wide.
Trying to reach out, but it's just in my mind. My body's too tense and too stiff to unwind.
The rift in our bed is 7 miles deep. The edges are sharp and the walls are so steep. And if I could throw myself out like a dove, of the peace that I offer ever substitute love.
So hold on.
I know. the pain go away. So hold on for the night, for the day. Hold on for the night. We'll not stay. Hold on for the night, for the day.
At the corner of 53rd and the summer of 62, the first time I felt the tug of what I call the thread of you. There at the Lever House, street map across our thighs, tracing the getaway.
Tomorrow, your friend.
from Art Garfunkel's new career retrospective titled The Singer, that was The Thread. Pulling together one man's remarkable career in music, The Singer is a 34-song collection hand-picked by the artist himself. Spanning a life's body of work from the first Simon & Garfunkel album of 1964 through 2007's Great American Songbook album, and continuing with two newly recorded performances for this release, The Singer includes every number one U.S. and U.K. solo hit, including this song, a collaboration with Paul Simon and James Taylor, titled What a Wonderful World.
What a wonderful, wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful world. About history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too. Geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, I don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could pictures and I turn the pages. Don't know nothing about no rise and fall. Don't know nothing about nothing at all. Girl, it's you that I've been thinking of. And if I could only
you might not know what to expect from the Burns Sisters Band. The band is known for having many different influences, including folk, Celtic, and political activism. Jeannie, Marie, and Annie Burns are perhaps best known for their harmonies. They create a beautiful, unified combination that sounds like one voice with different colors. The new CD from the Burns Sisters, titled The Hills of Ithaca, is the culmination of personal maturity and breadth of relationships with their musical peers, Abe Guthrie, Bobby Sweet, Radoslav Lorkovic, Jimmy Lefebvre, Kevin Mall, and many others who have contributed their instrumental brilliance to the sisters' latest portrait of the world around them. We'll start out with the title track, Two Hills of Ithaca, by the Burns Sisters.
Thank you. talk lots plainer. Hear where your parlor thoughts get packed into loud, narrow claptraps. My trip hammer falls through spray.
Seen a living leaf grow greener.
We just heard Tell the Truth from the Burns Sisters and their new disc, The Hills of Ithaca. Born into a large Irish Catholic family, the Burns Sisters were immersed in a world of liberal democratic social consciousness and political activism. Their father, John J. Burns Sr., was former mayor of Binghamton, Democratic state chairman for New York, and New York campaign manager for Robert Kennedy during his presidential bid. Their mother, Teresa Burns, was a musical legacy in her own right, a classically trained opera singer and performer extraordinaire. She set the tone for a household that valued music as a daily expression of life. In their teens and early 20s, the sisters migrated from their native Binghamton to Ithaca and its progressive music scene. Equally at home with rock and blues, folk music has always been their focus. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. The Burns Sisters' professional resume includes numerous tour dates with Arlo Guthrie. They have supported him with backup vocals, as well as occasionally providing the opening act, which they did when Arlo played in Utah a few years ago. This professional relationship has served to further strengthen their passion for Americana folk music. The Burns Sisters' music presents meaning with seamless melodies and amazing vocals. Their music is filled with warmth and conviction. And at the end of the day, the Burns Sisters sing together with the authority and passion of a band that knows its place and is comfortable challenging their listeners. We'll close out the show with Prisoner of the Promised Land from the Burns Sisters. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk.
So
of the promised land.
This is Utah Public Radio.